Welcome to Shelby Podcast, a production of Shelby Systems Media. And now here's your host, Don Olson.
On our last show, we talked to Shelby Systems education team member Jeff Johnson, and we made it through half of the top 10 year-end tips. Today, we will cover their top 5 tips and then wrap up with some year-end advice that should be beneficial to everyone. All right, let's not waste any time. We'll get right down to business. If you're ready, Jeff, jump right on in and give us your number 5 year-end tip.
All right. Well, first, let me thank you for the chance to finish out our list of tips on the podcast. Our tips today focus on the financial side of the software, starting with tip number 5, check your financial modules for unfinalized activity. Because the financial data entry windows usually default to showing only the current user's history, it's possible for unposted entries to hide under a user account that's no longer being used. So you can find these entries by opening up each data entry window in a financial module and changing the user filter to all users. And this is particularly important in accounts payable, accounts receivable, check express, and the general ledger, but it's good to check every financial module you own.
That is a great tip. That's going to really reduce some stress. Jeff, what do you have for tip number 4?
Tip number 4 is to save the annual contribution statements and any important financial reports as PDFs. And then you can archive them on media such as a CDR or putting them on a USB drive for storage and auditing purposes. You know, these media types are small, easily portable, so you can take a copy of them off-site. You could even have a copy on-site and a copy off-site so you have them handy but also have them protected in case of a disaster at the church building itself. It's very useful to have your organization's important financial information archived to protect against data loss, and it enables auditors to easily search PDFs for information that can potentially greatly speed an audit and can sometimes translate into saving money on the audit as well. Now, before I came to work for Shelby Systems, I worked at a church that used Shelby. The year I implemented this process of saving our financial records to PDF, we saved literally reams of paper and hours of time, both for ourselves and the auditors. I just can't recommend this enough.
We are counting down the top 10 year-end tips from the Shelby Systems Education Department. Jeff, we're back to you with tip number 3.
All right, tip number 3 is to use the end of one fiscal year and the beginning of the next as a time to make changes to the chart of accounts. Now, as the financial needs of a church or organization change, it's sometimes necessary to change the chart of accounts of the general ledger to adapt to new realities. Because accounts cannot be deleted once they have activity attached to them within a fiscal year, it's a good idea to wait until you've established a future fiscal year to make any changes. In the new fiscal year, income and expense accounts are all empty of activity and can be deleted as needed. It's important to understand that changing a chart of accounts can impact historical reporting when you're comparing one year to another. So that's always something to keep in mind. But having said that, there's no better time to make a change in the chart of accounts than the beginning of a new fiscal year.
Only 2 more tips to go. Jeff, what is your number 2 year-end tip?
Well, number 2 comes from the observation that sometimes organizations wait until the last minute to run their W-2s or 1099s. Instead, we recommend running the 1099 and W-2 edit reports before the actual output and run them early enough to catch problems and fix them. The information can be verified using the edit list, corrections can be made in accounts payable or payroll, and then after the corrections have been made, you should actually run the edit list again, verify that the information is correct, and then run the actual W-2 and 1099 reports with confidence.
And now, without further ado, I feel a little bit like Casey Kasem. Here is Jeff Johnson with your number 1 Shelby Systems year-end tip.
All right, well, the number 1 tip actually may seem fairly obvious, and it's so simple, but it can be easily overlooked. And that tip is, make sure the default year is set correctly in the general ledger. The default year is set in the utility called company/year information, and it's available from the home base of the general ledger module. This setting affects every financial module that interfaces with the general ledger. So if that option is still set to the old fiscal year, it can lead to problems in contributions, accounts payable, payroll, and so on. So always make sure the default year setting is correct, especially during the transition from one fiscal year to the next. It will save you from big headaches down the road.
Jeff, those are 10 great tips. One of the reasons you're on Shelby Podcast so much is because you do such a good job, and we just want to thank you for spending the time and coming up with these great ideas. This is a 2-part series that we just finished up of year-end tips. I think our listeners are going to benefit greatly by following your advice. Is there anything else you would like to add before you go today? Any other recommendations to handle some of the challenges of year-end?
Well, I'll just summarize our advice this way. Have a plan. Back up your data frequently during the transition to the new year and take the process one step at a time. And if you do that, your year-end procedure should go smoothly. So thanks, Don, for this opportunity to share these tips with our customers.
And now here is a special announcement from our Shelby Systems Support Manager.
Hello, this is Chris Benson, and I just wanted to remind everyone that the Shelby support team will be working extra hours this January. We'll have extended hours. The first 2 weeks of January will be open from 7 to 7 Central Standard Time. In addition, we'll be open the first 2 Saturdays of January. The support department looks forward to serving you in this new year.
Thanks, Chris. Before we go, here is our inspirational quote for the new year, and it comes from Lamentations 3:24. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every day. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in Him.
You've been listening to Shelby Podcast with your host, Don Alsop. Shelby Podcast is a copyrighted production of Shelby Systems Media and can be heard online at shelbyinc.com/podcast, or you can download the program, copy it to your iPod or MP3 player, and listen at your convenience. Shelby Podcast is also available on iTunes. Make sure you click the RSS link so that you get each new show automatically. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another Shelby Podcast.